A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Characters meet grisly ends in all kinds of ways in contemporary gaming, and with sophisticated narratives and characterizations, some of these losses can really, really sting. As a result, we may flinch at some of the more visceral deaths, but when developers inflict them on innocent characters rather than dastardly foes who deserve them, quote-unquote, well, it's a different matter entirely. So, with that in mind, I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game characters who got undeservedly brutal deaths. Number 10, Kratos' family, God of War. God of War's Kratos is fueled by one thing and one thing only in the original trilogy, revenge. The vicious soldier is out to destroy the God of War Ares in the first game, after his family were brutally killed by the tyrant while he was out fulfilling his murder orders. Now yeah, it is cliche at this point in fiction to fridge all the women in a man's life to give him motivation, but that doesn't stop these deaths from being undeservedly brutal. Kratos might be a dodgy dude, but his wife and daughter did nothing wrong, and to see them cut down remains tragic as the series wears on. By the third game, yeah, he might be on more of a power trip than a revenge kick, but the effects of these killings still haunt the character. Number 9, Baby Metroid, Super Metroid. As franchise fans will know, there's absolutely no love lost between Samus and the Metroids. She's ice-beamed and rock-shattered countless numbers of these angry critters, but there's one she absolutely couldn't kill, one that seemed to accept her as its mother. In Super Metroid, Ridley steals away with the little critter at the very beginning, and it has developed to a vast size by the time Samus encounters it again. However, in a move entirely uncharacteristic of its belligerent species, it withdraws from attacking her and then flees. It would ultimately die in a horrible heroic and horribly heroic fashion, absorbing the full force of Mother Brain's attacks, including the beast's ultimate beam, and then disintegrating before Samus's eyes. Now, Samus rarely has allies, and the fact that a Metroid took Mother Brain's full fury for her, combined with the implications the encounter had for her DNA with the ex-parasite in mind, made this one of the saddest moments in the series. Number 8, Aerith, Final Fantasy VII. This could be gaming's most devastating death, and that's no hyperbole. Since we first meet Final Fantasy VII's Aerith, a jostled flower seller in the slums of Midgar, we feel an affection for her, a liking for this good, pure, kind woman. As the hints pile up about her true nature as an ancient, though, and her potential importance to the overarching fate of humanity, these feelings only intensify sevenfold. This all leads, as we know tragically, to an encounter at the Forgotten Capital that defined gaming history for years to come. Here, Cloud hurries to the goodly Aerith on the altar, only to seemingly see Sephiroth plunge towards her with a sword from above. This much-discussed death was a shocker for its time, and remains so many years later. It's rare for the Final Fantasy series, and indeed RPGs in general, to kill off any main party member, and to present her death in such a fashion was a powerful move. Number 7, Father Gascoigne's family, Bloodborne. In the grim and gothic world of Bloodborne, generally speaking, nothing really ends well for anyone. The three different ending options for the player character each have their own sort of tragedy about them, and the few NPCs that can be saved either die, find no peace, or, in one memorable case, conceal a secret beasthood within themselves and slowly pick off other survivors. The first mandatory boss in the game, though, Father Gascoigne, is a former hunter who has succumbed to the Scourge himself. He transforms shortly before his death, and piecing things together, the player learns that he appears to have killed his beloved wife Viola with no control of his actions. If you explored the first area thoroughly, you will have found a young girl and the small music box item. This, it's revealed, actually calmed Gascoigne so he could bring himself back somewhat to human form. But the unfortunate Viola did not have it with her at the time. The girl you meet is also revealed to be Gascoigne's daughter, who meets her end when she is consumed by the gigantic pig in the sewers while looking for a safe place to hide. Later in the game, Gascoigne's elder daughter learns of these family tragedies and, all depending on the player's choices, remarks that she has something to remember her sister by at least, that being the red messenger ribbon, red because it's stained with blood, that was dropped by the pig that ate her. It's all a horrible and tragic web to untangle, like, man, what a dark game. Number 6, Sam and Henry, The Last of Us. The Last of Us is a harrowing, emotional, and often tragic experience, which explores so much of the human experience behind what some may consider a cliched zombie apocalypse backdrop. The awful ends of brothers Sam and Henry are testament to this as well. At one point during the game, Ellie accompanies the siblings through a protracted siege sequence, while Joel battles to keep the encroaching hordes at bay with a mounted sniper rifle. The high-octane action is tempered by touching moments between the four survivors, though, in which Ellie shares a very special toy with Sam, and Henry cooks and then bonds with Joel. Tragically, though, it all ends because Sam had actually been bitten in the previous siege, and when Ellie goes to wake him for breakfast one morning, she shrieks as he suddenly turned into the undead. A tormented Henry hesitates before shooting his brother, rescuing Ellie from his clutches. Joel then desperately tries to take the gun from him, but Henry turns it on himself in horror. It's a brutal shock in the midst of such a, well, by The Last of Us' standards anyway, touching and tranquil domestic moment.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Great Grey Wolf Sif, Dark Souls. The Soulsborne games have a unique way of creating monstrous boss enemies that players still somehow pity. Bloodborne's Father Gascoigne is a fantastic example of this, but the iconic Great Grey Wolf Sif is on a similar plane of tragedy. Sif is actually found in the Artorias of the Abyss DLC of Dark Souls, which can make the eventual fight against the animal in the main game even more heartbreaking, as the player and animal recognize one another. The great beast in this moment does not want to fight the chosen undead, and the protagonist, in turn, is surely unwilling to fight Sif, but it proves a formidable opponent once the battle is joined, as the two inevitably have to fight. It's the small touches that make this such a tragic and heart-wrenching fight. The story of Artorias and Sif, the fact that Sif wields its master's sword, the cruelty of making this a mandatory boss fight in the first place, it's all brutal in an entirely different way. Number 4, Fabiana Branco, Max Payne 3. Some characters meet ghastly ends simply because they were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Fabiana Branco, it seems, married the wrong man at the wrong time and paid the ultimate price for it. In Max Payne 3's A Vicious World, awful incidents wait around every corner, and these seem to follow the Broncos around in particular. Fabiana's high-profile husband, Rodrigo Branco, would himself be killed during an attack on his compound, and Fabiana was soon kidnapped afterwards by the fearsome Commando Sombra. Even Max Payne himself fails to save her from her clutches, even though that's literally his one job in the game. On discovering their whereabouts, brother-in-law Marcello attempts to reason with the group and provide a ransom for her release. Payne, listening outside the building, knew just enough of the language to know that things were going south quickly, and so bursts in against far too many enemies, is quickly neutralized, and seems to then goad the kidnappers, like that's gonna help. In response, the bound Fabiana is shot in the head and killed right before his eyes. Number 3, John Marston, Red Dead Redemption. John Marston's end has a bittersweet, brutal beauty about it. See, Marston may not have been the goodliest and most noble of men, but he always had his family's welfare in mind. As such, the player commits awful deeds as Marston, but the raw, imperfect character develops in a gripping way. Consequently, through the course of Red Dead Redemption and its prequel, we come to love him. Players understand the reason why he's being hunted, and the moral high ground is tough for Marston to claim, but nevertheless, his death is just heartbreaking to watch. It has all the hallmarks of a movie tragedy. From his son's "You're coming with us, Pa," to the slow opening of the barn door, from the few foes Marston can dispatch in slow motion, to his slow and haunting drop to his knees, it's just protracted, brutal, and genuinely upsetting. Number 2, Delta, Bioshock 2. Much like the original Bioshock, the player's choices throughout the second game have a big impact on the outcome. Several endings are available, and they're all very emotional in their own ways. The character of Delta, though, will inevitably perish at the end of the adventure, having been caught in an explosion while leading Eleanor to safety. The big daddies of Bioshock may be dismissed as great lumbering bullet sponges, but the new insight the second game gives us into their creation and Delta's experiences made us truly care for this one. However, if the player opted to harvest the little sisters throughout the game, there's much worse to come, as Eleanor will drown her mother, viciously extract the atom from the dying Delta, who knew what she was about to do and desperately, weakly tried to stop her, and then emerge ready to let loose her wrath on the surface world. It is completely grim. Number 1, Evelyn Parker, Cyberpunk 2077. When you first boot up Cyberpunk 2077, it seems as though Evelyn Parker is going to be one of the main characters. She was featured heavily in all the trailers, and she's the person who kicks off the plot, coming to your character V with the opportunity to stage a heist and make a name for themselves. When the heist goes wrong and leaves a Keanu Reeves-shaped hole in your head, though, she's one of your only leads to figure out what exactly happened. So you set about tracking her down, only to realize that she's actually suffered a worse fate than you. After the heist, her cyberware was hit with a virus that effectively left her body a husk, her brain still alive and aware, but unable to move the body. Even worse, the period after this saw her lumped with her sordid former employer who routinely sexually assaulted her, before he then sold her off to be tortured by another group. She went through so much that even when you do save her, she decides that she can't endure the pain and subsequently kills herself. It's a devastating ordeal and an undeservedly brutal end for this great character. So that's our list. I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. What do you think about these characters' demises? And are there any interesting ones I missed off here? While you're down there as well, could you please give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more lists and news like this every single day. Even if you don't, though, I've been Josh. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.